Karl Rove, Trump promising to pardon January 6 thugs a critical mistake. By Pam Key on April 3, 2024. MSNBC host Ari Melber aired a video Wednesday on the beat of an interview with former George W. Bush advisor Karl Rove at the Rancho Mirage Writers Festival. Rove said, "If they were smart, they'd take the January 6th and go hard at it. And they would say, he wants to pardon these people who attacked our Capitol. I worked in that building as a young man. To me, the Congress of the United States is one of the great examples of the strength of our democracy and a jewel of the Constitution." He continued, "And what those people did when they violently attacked the Capitol, in order to stop a constitutionally mandated meeting of the Congress to accept the results of the Electoral College, is a stain on our history. And every one of those sons of bitches who did that, we ought to find them, try them, and send them to jail. And one of the critical mistakes made in this campaign is that Donald Trump has now said, I'm going to pardon those people because they're hostages. No, they're not. They're thugs. There were people, some of them had automatic weapons, at a hotel in Virginia hoping to be able to be called up." Rove added, "We had people saying, where's Nancy Pelosi? We had people who were, you know, taking desks and sitting at the desk of the Speaker of the House and attempting to find people in order to bring them to justice, and yelling at the police, kill them all. And so, why Trump has done this is beyond me. If he had said, you know what? I trust our jury system, I trust law enforcement. Anybody who assaulted the Capitol ought to be, I mean. He said it once or twice, but now he's appearing in a video with people who assaulted police officers with an intent to take the Capitol by force." He concluded, "It's a mistake on the part of the Trump campaign to allow the president's impulses to identify himself with the people who assaulted the Capitol rather than people who stand for law and order." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.